Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and refuah shleima leYehu ben Sora and leMordechai ben Sora, and leIdloi Nishmas, Malko Basar Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Oisha Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Monoyach. I wanted to share a thought or two, which, one in specific, and maybe both, that deal with a problem that, because of all the other massive problems that we have experienced of recent years, this problem has somewhat almost been shoved under the rug. We've dealt with Corona. We deal with illness, we deal with shiduchim, and the issue of parnosa, and maybe even a shefa in parnosa, is something that we almost, it's almost that's not up there with all the big issues of the day. The truth is, it is, because there are many people that are in serious difficulty and serious, difficult straits when it comes to Parnosa. But in Parshas Emor, about the where the Torah talks about the mitzvah of leket and peor, leaving over in the fields for the aniyim, there's a sipurnu that says something very interesting. He says, "Achar ha'ido al hakotziv ha'atzlochosoy." After we thank Hashem for the crop that we have that was successful, the Torah warns us, he's here, al mitzvahs likiyum hamomim hamusog b'hatzlocha. The Torah gives us a warning about maintaining our money, which we achieve with our hatzlocha. Mitzvah al leket upeyo, the mitzvah of leket upeyo, ki omrom, as Chazal say, Malach mamoin choser. If you wish to salt your money, if you wish to preserve your money, give it away. Give tzedakah. Give to aniyim. The imrei lo, and another nusach is chesed. Not malach mamoin choser, but malach mamoin chesed. Do chesed if you wish to preserve your money. And ani Hashem alikechem. And the Keha Kuitstrim, he says, the Sipurnu, and the Keha Malachtim, Haleket Vapeo Baniim. He says, he's the God of the Kuitstrim and of the Malachtim, the Aniim were collecting. The Eitiv Lehem, Kedei Lasois Ritsuini. And I will benefit them in order to do my will. It seems here that the mitzvah of Leket and Peo were given for the purpose. Says he's here al mitzvahs lekiyum hamomim, a mitzvah for the kiyum hamomim, to make sure that we maintain our parnosa, that we maintain our money, that we preserve our money, that we salt our money, or that we, if we wish to salt our money, we're doing stoko leket and peyo, or maybe it's even chesed, which is even broader than just leket and peyo and just stoko. And ani Hashem alikechem, and Hashem reminds us this is. I'm going to be mative to these people in order lasos ritzoini. And it sounds like that part of the lasos ritzoini is actually this, that I want the balabos to be wealthy and I want the aniyim to have their needs. We don't think of it in these terms. We don't think of how much Hashem wants us, not just to have parnosa. According to the Sipurnu, he gives a special mitzvah of leket shikha opeyo, not that he needs us to be mefarnes the aniyim. He doesn't need anyone to do anything. But he wants to give us the schus that we should have parnosa, that we should have moment, that we should preserve our moment. And that schus is stoka, or the other lotion of chesed. It's a formula. But forget the formula for a moment. I'm not making an appeal over here. But just that, this is the concern of Hashem. There's so much ruchnius that can be achieved with the mitzvah of leket and peor, giving over to the aniyim, feeling chesed, feeling rachmonis, having the oni in mind as we're actually plowing and taking care of the fields and amassing our own parnosa, to be sensitive to the needs of the aniyim that don't have. All of that. But yet, that's not what this mitzvah is about. This mitzvah is about something else. This mitzvah is about salting, preserving our money. That's the daiga. The Sepulchre actually says another similar thing. Yivarecha Hashem b'momoin. Hashem should bless you with momoin. That's the Yivarecha Hashem. V'yishmarecho. And to protect it, that it doesn't get stolen, that it doesn't get lost. To see the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone to preserve our money is something that's very, very interesting. That means that that's what he cares about. Opportunity for so much ruchnius, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, and maybe in this particular mitzvah, primarily concerned that we should have a schus, that we should be able to maintain our parnosa, to maintain the shefa to which we're zeicher, not to lose it, to properly protect it through the mitzvah of leket shikhod, either the tzedakah shebuah or the chesed, either way. Very, very, and that's actually the brocha of Yishmarecho Hashem, Yivarecho Hashem, Yishmarecho. When that means that when we come to think about parnosa, we come to think about our own financial well-being, we should be thinking in terms of, this is Hashem's problem. This is what Hashem wants. He gave a special mitzvah in the Torah, and according to the Sepurnu, and he gave a birchas koyanim of Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmarecho, Yivarecho Hashem v'momoyin v'yishmarecho, that it shouldn't be lost. Wow. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries for Parnosa. The truth of the matter is that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poiseches yodecho v'asmi'a l'chol chai rotzoin. You open your hand and you satiate every living creature according to its will. So the Medrash says, Gedoyla Parnosa Yosemi Geula. Parnosa is even greater than redemption. Shebi Geula, it says, Hamalach HaGoyloisi. Sometimes Geula, redemption, is brought about through an agent, through a Malach. Or Parnosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvoidoi Va'atzmo Yishenemar, Poiseach Es Yodecho U'masbia L'chol Chai Rotzoin. You open your hand and you satiate the will of every living creature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo v'atzmoy. Geula, he's metapel sometimes through a shliach. But Parnosa, no. Parnosa must be through HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself b'chvoydo v'atzmoy. He's p'esech es yodech, he's p'esech es yodoy, his hand. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very invested in our Parnosa. He gave us also an advice of aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Another drosha that Chazal make, aser shalei tischaser. You'll never lack if you give maisa. If you give maisa, you'll become rich. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about my riches. Yes. If it means much to us, and money means, is critical money, we need money to survive, and there are b'chol me'oidecho yesh b'nei odom, shechaviv na'aleh m'mayinam yoyse m'gufam, there are people that value their money even more than their lives. And because of the prominence, and because of the chashivus, and because of the need, and because of the concern, and desire that we have for money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires it. Gives a special mitzvah, a special bracha to assure that we have our sustenance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes many, many miracles. Great tashgocha protis we see in the world that bring about parnosa. I was just told a story this evening, and I hope I have it. It's a complicated details. I actually asked the person to write it down for me, but I'm just tempted to say it anyway. A Rosh Yeshiva who was involved in fundraising for his moissan, he called somebody up. He heard that a certain person has influence on a foundation. He calls him up and, not interested. Not interested. It's not our thing. Your yeshiva. No, nothing to do. He says, can I call you again in 6 months? He says, okay, but I don't think it's going to do anything. Fine. Calls him 6 months later to the day. He put it down on his calendar. Also, weiter, nothing. Not, we're not interested. It's not the kind of thing we support. The foundation doesn't support this. You have different interests, different goals, a different philosophy. This is not for us. He says, can I send you something just to look at? Or the guy says, send me something in the mail, you know, because he nudged him there. Sometimes fundraisers can be a little bit perseverant. And he says, okay, send me a brochure, send me something in the mail. He actually didn't have a brochure, but he had some type of an update that they wrote a few months ago, Purim time, and he sends it to him. He, you know, emails it to him. Gets a call back 5 minutes later. The man seemed agitated and in shock. He says, he told him as follows. He says, I opened what you sent me, and it opened up to a Sefer Torah campaign. And I saw the last donation was $54 from my niece in memory of my daughter who had passed away. Had a young married daughter who passed away. And the man was spooked out. He was in shock. And he sends him an email. He says, I'm sending you $3,600 right now as a donation. And this was his personal money. And then there's the foundation. And who knows, you know, what might happen. But strange things. The niece who used to go to one of the schools in the community, but haven't been in touch with anyone from this yeshiva for the longest time, but yet saw this campaign and gave $54 in memory of her cousin. The campaign has advanced since Purim manyfold, but for some reason they neglected to update all the new donations. So it was left at this last small donation that was sent in, maybe a few months ago. And they didn't have any other brochure, so they send this person this brochure, and it opens up to the name of his daughter, a donation in memory. And he was so, like, shocked by it that he just, you know, he had to respond. And we don't know what the future will bring, but it certainly seems to be. But the Hashgacha here is so clear. It's so clear. That person's not interested. He calls him back again, not interested. Say, okay, finally send me some brochure. They didn't have a brochure. They had this little update that they sent out a few months ago and online, you know, he got an email, whatever, and he opens it up and it's open up to his niece's donation in memory of his deceased daughter. And that turned everything around. Hashem's Hashgacha is with our Parnosa, as it is with everything else in our lives. But the trick is that we have to focus on it and we have to realize it. The Avudrom tells us that when we say Kodosh Kodosh Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivoidoi, Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivoidoi, the whole world is full of the glory of Hashem, that refers to Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis fills the world with the glory of Hashem. However, sometimes we just don't see it. Sometimes we have to look for it, but it's there. And if we know it's there, and if we rely on it, and if we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we strengthen our bitochin because we're aware of the extent of this Hashgacha Pratis, then we will be the recipients of Hashem's chesed, because we see from the Sipurim that Hashem wants to do chesed. Hashem wants us to have parnosa. He wants us to have shefa. He wants us to preserve our money. He wants to give us opportunities to make sure that we will get money, and brochos to make sure that we will get money. And therefore, we should be confident in that hashgacha. And as we've mentioned before, we say every day, lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoim. And what that seems to mean is, it's lishuoscho. It's your Yeshua. It's your problem. You care about our parnosa as if it was your parnosa. Lishuoscho, to your Yeshua, kivinu, we have hoped, kol hayoim, all day long. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able to maintain that hope. We should be able to maintain that bitochon. We should be able to maintain, to take advantage of all the opportunities that he has given us for shefa ubrocha in our parnosa. And to be able to strengthen our bitochon. Kol tuv, good evening to all.